This is my review of Iron Man 2, directed by Jon Favreau, and is an action-adventure genre. This is a 2010 sequel to the 2008 movie Iron Man, directed by Jon Favreau. Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., after announcing that he was Iron Man, is now in a battle against the United States government to keep the Iron Man technology in his hands, claiming that he's the only one that can use it properly and that other countries are between 5 and 10 years from even being able to make suits like this work. But he's wrong, because Ivan Venko, played by Mickey Rourke, son of a Russian scientist who worked with Tony Stark's dad on the Ark reactor, now holds a vendetta with Stark family and sets out to ruin Stark's life with a plan of the Ark reactor and a little know-how. Meanwhile, Tony Stark is in a race against time to save his life as the Ark reactor that replaces his heart is poisoning his blood. So to gain more time, he appoints his partner, Pepper Potts, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, CEO of Stark Industries, in order to find a replacement for palladium, the stuff that is in the Ark reactor. Pepper Potts appoints Natalie Rushman, Scarlett Johansson, as her assistant. After an attempt to kill Stark, Venko ends up in jail, but soon after he enters, he's broken up out by Justin Hammer, the owner of Hammer Industries, a rival organization to Stark Industries. But why? Watch the movie and find out. I enjoyed Iron Man 2 because I liked the first one and I liked the character. The main part of the story is set in California and on a lesser part, New York. People who like this movie will be people who like action and lots of explosions and a little bit of a plot in there as well. I like this movie because it is an adrenaline and story-fueled action movie. I give this movie a 9 out of 10.